Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I want to welcome you to another show of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we're going to try that again. I didn't realize we had the music up running. So I'd like to welcome everybody to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, on this Tuesday, every month, we always have the St. Germain Radio Show of our friend Brigida and Mike. And this show is an hour and a half. And if you want to call in a little bit for readings, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to you, Brigida.
Thank you. Well, welcome everybody to the St. Germain Radio Show. And I think it's still fair to wish everybody a Happy New Year. 2014 has just started. And what a start it has been. We had a new moon on January 1st, really bringing in the new cycle. And I'm sure many can agree that it already has been quite an emotional roller coaster. And now we also were hit with some major solar flares coming from the sun, bringing even more purging about. And some of you might have felt that, especially on the East Coast, this feeling anxious or even irritated. It is often that we can feel planetary influences. Even when we're not aware of it, we can just feel that there's something off, that there's a process going on in the higher realm, and we kind of try to translate it to something in our day-to-day life. You know, we are upset because of our boyfriend, husband, girlfriend, whatever, or we try to apply it to work situations or whatnot, but really it is another shift, another purging, and we will continue seeing that as long as there is an evolutionary process, because we are continuing on our ascension process on and on and on. So Saint Germain, who is the master of transformation and transmutation, very much wants to support all of you in this process of adjusting to the shift and changes so that you don't feel so alone at times up against these shifts. And so I invite you for this radio show where I'm going to channel Saint Germain, and Saint Germain is also coming through the celestial music that is played by Mike Snyder, who today is flying back from lovely Arizona to New Jersey and cannot be personally on the radio show, but he pre-recorded the music by linking into the energy of today and channeled the music for all of you, and it's available through CD. It will be played to you. Now, I invite you again to acknowledge that this is not a simple radio show. This is an experience of healing. So allow yourself to sit comfortably right now, and if you're not comfortable yet, make sure, you know, you don't have any tight pants on, or if you're really comfortable, sit in a chair, put maybe a candle on, and enjoy this as not only an experience where you receive information from Saint Germain, but where you also receive healing, where your heart can open up a little more, you can release a little bit more stress, you can forget a little bit about the day-to-day, and you can allow yourself to truly find back into your inner center in the here and now. And so at this time, already descending into your area, if they haven't already done so, are your spirit guides. They will be surrounding you through this event. They will be present. They will continue to be present with you afterwards, too, as you will continue to integrate some of the energies that you will be receiving during this radio event. Because it is called a radio event of transformation, so have no doubt that some form of transformation is going to help and support you and will take place for you in some form or way tonight. And Saint Germain is certainly someone that if you're not familiar with him, that you want to call on, as he supports the whole concept about bringing opposing forces together through the power of love, merging them together so that something new can be created. And we are at a very crucial time of a new cycle that started already many, many years back, but found its true point zero on December 21st, 2012. And what we find now is that a lot of things are coming to a stop and new things are beginning. And if they haven't come to a stop yet, they will, I promise you, as it is asked of you to decide and redefine yourself more in accordance to the new energy frequencies around you, to a higher truth, more based on love than fear, more based on trust and faith than discordant energies. And a very beautiful example that I want to give at this time, because it explains so much the energies right now and how we can more effortlessly ride the waves of transformation, is something that happened to me when I came back from Germany. I went over the holidays to Germany, and I came back to New Jersey on January 2nd, and those of you who live on the East Coast know that January 2nd was the day of a big snowstorm. And the reports were coming in via email to me that I needed to watch it, that it was supposed to already start snowing at 10 a.m. in the morning, and my airplane really wasn't landing in Newark until noon, so I wasn't sure what was going to happen. But a part of me said, even if it's a worst-case scenario, even if it starts snowing, I accept it and I simply trust and have faith that I'm going to get safely home no matter what, and that I will be able to even go to the store, get some food, and get home safely. And long and behold, I landed. It still didn't snow. I got my car. I went to the store. I got home. I parked the car. I unpacked the car. And the moment I was settled in the house, it started snowing. Now, I don't think I'm an incredibly big miracle worker that can shift and change weather around. But what it showed for me is that through the power of acceptance and the Christ, if you read the books that James Twyman channels Jesus the Christ through, or he calls him Joshua, talks very much about the power of yes and versus the power of no. The power of yes opens up your heart, whereas no kind of closes your heart. And when you, in the face of adversity and in the face of obstacles, approach the obstacle with a yes instead of a no. A yes saying, okay, there's the obstacle, there's the adversity, but I have trust and faith that whatever I need to get through this will be provided for me. And you might be amazed how much easier it is in this approach to flow the waves of change instead of using resistance and therefore getting almost bruised in the process of going through change and transformation. And change is a definite right now because we are preparing the new paradigm here on Earth. So you better be willing to go with the flow and to change and instead of resisting it, because it is happening. So that I just wanted to share because it really touched me, and I think it might touch you too, or maybe it would just bring something to your mind that you remember where it happened for you too, and it'll help you in the future too. So if you want to listen to any of Mike Snyder's personal recordings, you can go to his website at MikeSnyderCC.com, MikeSnyderCC.com, and there are a lot of different recordings of different events that you can download. And if you want to learn more about me, my services, I also offer phone services, phone channelings, phone readings. You can go to www.lightbridge101.com. That's LightBridge101.com. And Mark, your website, you're offering also beautiful services, healing services, spiritual consulting services, your different radio shows. What is your website, Mark?
The main site to go to is markarawson.com. That's MarkaRawson.com. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we will start now with playing Mike's music. In spirit, he's with us. I know he's connected, so you will certainly feel his essence in this. And then afterwards, St. Germain will come through me and speak to all of you. And at some point, usually more towards 9 o'clock, St. Germain, if there's time, will open up the opportunity for those of you who might have a question to call in and to ask St. Germain a question. But please keep it to one question. I know we all have many questions, and we could talk probably on the phone for a long time, but if you can keep it to one question and keep it in a way that makes it more for a group interest, it would be greatly appreciated. So, that being said, I will now have enough said. Mark, do you want to say anything else? Are you good? You're going to start playing the CD then?
Yeah, I think we're all set to go.
Okay, great. Okay, let's start with the CD then. I also want to mention while this is playing that sometimes with the energy, with intensity of the energy, there is a certain level of static that comes through. So even if the music might fade in and out for you, just allow yourself to receive the healing power of this music. All right. Thank you. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with much love and great joy that I come before you at this time of transformation. And as this channel said before, the only constant, the only sure outcome is more transformation, as you are moving on an evolutionary path towards oneness, towards consciousness expansion, merging with other aspects of yourself, unifying and transforming because of this. And what I would like to talk with you about today is very much the power of feelings in connection with your body, soul, spirit alignment. It is of the utmost importance in the days ahead to concern yourself with your alignment, with your soul and your divine I Am presence. Because only through your true alignment and ensuring that everything that hinders that alignment is released, will you find that manifestation and creation of that what is in alignment with your heart will become effortless, but only like that. So often do we see that there is a bit of frustration in your mind when you use affirmations and you focus on something, and yet it doesn't come into fruition, it doesn't come into manifestation, and you wonder why, and you wonder what it is that you're doing wrong. What you've not been paying attention to is your true feelings. Because often underneath that, what your mind thinks are feelings of doubt and worry and questioning, very deeply hidden within. And because of that, it undermines the success of the power of creation into your life and more often brings forth the opposite from what it is that you're asking. We've said so many times before, and I will repeat it again, feeling is the language of your heart and of your soul and of your divine I Am presence. Feelings will tell you when your soul is bringing forth a memory out of the archives of all the lifetimes you've ever lived, coming up to the surface either to be healed, to be used for that, what needs to get done, to fulfill your life purpose, your life mission here on earth. As you know, your divine I Am presence has chosen to bring an aspect of itself into physical creation, not only for the purpose of experience, but also because you've agreed to on a higher realm to assist humanity in the ascension process. So we have one of these rare cases here on Earth where it is not so much about the individual ascension as much as that frustrates some of you if you would like to ascend quickly and raise yourself back into the higher dimensions of love and peace. But this is truly not what you came here to do. You came here to assist in the awakening process of humanity. You came here to support this awakening process by treading a path that others then can walk too. But always know if you tread the path too fast, then it is impossible for someone else to follow because there will be things growing in between that will hinder the completion of following that path. So it is for you, many of you light workers, to be patient once again. And yet, it is also for you to learn in an accelerated way about the power again of your heart, of your soul, of your divine self, so that you can assist others accordingly. So for many of you in the last few months, the veil has been lifted even further. Your psychic abilities have increased even further for that purpose, for the purpose of you being the teacher and the guide. In response, you have been feeling a lot more. And that has brought a certain level of discomfort. Now you're feeling more of the duality around you too. Because what is feeling? Feeling is nothing else than a response to an impulse. The question is, where is the impulse coming from? is the impulse coming from your heart and your soul, or is the impulse coming from the outer realm, from someone who is very unhappy, who has entered your parameter, and you're feeling the impulse of that person's unhappiness triggering a certain sensation within you, bringing up certain feelings. So it is in studying your feelings further and not running away from them because they're so uncomfortable that you can find a very powerful tool that can assist you to move even further in alignment with your soul and your divine iron presence or your spiritual self. So we will do a little bit of an inner journey all about your feelings and how to go about bringing your feelings and your heart and your soul in an alignment that the outer realm does not have as strongly as an effect on you as it otherwise could have. And so we always talk about meditation and the importance of meditation. And there are some that believe that it has to happen a certain way. Yes, there are those ways by the yogis that are proven to be extremely powerful and effective. But don't let that ever limit you. Meditation is a tool to quiet your mind and to find into your most inner sanctuary to rest, to rejuvenate, and to release any thought forms and any belief systems that are damaging to you instead of empowering you. Now, there are many ways of doing this. For some, it is simply sitting on a bench with the face towards the sun, soaking up the sunlight, and by doing so, bringing themselves back into the light. And the idea is to bring yourself back into focus of that what you are, bringing your focus back into your divinity. And so I asked you, if you haven't already done so, to close your eyes and to take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to think deepest in your most inner self. For some, it will be the heart. But for some of you, it will be beyond the heart. Because just as there's a universe and a galaxies and stars and planets outside of you, there's also a vast universe, many galaxies, many stars within you, if you're really willing to go to such depths, as above, so below, as within, so outside of yourself. So allow yourself to go deep within. You might even find within your most inner self a great central sun. But don't limit yourself. How you know that you are at the center is when you reach this incredibly brilliant light or essence. For some it is a flame. But in this flame, as you enter this flame, there is no judgment, pure love. Now for some of you, there's a little bit of a barrier in front of it. And the barrier is created by stories and stories that made you believe that you cannot reach this light, that there are too many layers. You've heard the need to peel layers after layers like an onion before you get to the center. And yet the truth is, you have direct access to that light, to that divinity. There are no layers. That is a part of you that wants to talk you into being powerless or not good enough. So delve deep to yourself and let go of that belief system that there are layers, that there are walls, that that is an area that must be protected by all means. The truth is nothing can touch that light. It is so pure. It is so true in its essence that nothing can diminish it or can darken it, can taint it. Nothing can taint it. It is pure and beautiful. And so take another deep breath. Slow down your breathing. And you might get the sense that your mind does not want to stop talking. Then send your thoughts out into an area, into a room, into an inner room, and tell those thoughts that you will come back at a later time to listen to them, just not now. And use the focus on your breathing, start feeling the relaxation necessary to draw you even deeper within yourself. And there's something very magical that can happen when you are in this place. You can feel it tingling in every cell of your body. Because when you focus on this inner light, it is not just in one spot. It is everywhere. It is within everything. It is that part in between spaces. It is the glue that holds the universe together. And so as much as you might feel that it is only within you, when you focus on it, it is the matrix, the etheric essence, the divine, that everything is embraced in. And so as you are within that light, can feel that your consciousness can now expand suddenly beyond your body, beyond the room you sit in. You can sense fear, and the key word is fear, that the anger you might have felt before towards someone diminishes. Because you can look and see deeper. You can see and acknowledge that someone might have reached out at you because of their own fear or anger or inabilities that usually have nothing really to do with you. And your consciousness can expand even further beyond the city you live in, beyond the country you live in, truly incorporating now the human consciousness, the human race, nature, the animal kingdom, and the whole planet Earth. Instead of feeling the horrors of war, you're focusing now on the divine light. And in this divine light, there's a sensation of feeling that moves beyond any wars, any hatred. That is pure love and compassion. So much compassion that you understand that there are those who still choose to stay unawakened and in the darkness. And that is okay, because that's what they need for their soul growth process. But it's not what you need. And by going into this place of vastness, you can shift any restricting thoughts into love and into acceptance. In this place, you can accept all of you, all of everyone, can feel the tingling in your heart, the butterfly wings that are going like ripples out into that vast field of consciousness you've become. So you can still feel your own heartbeat, and yet your whole consciousness is one with the Earth consciousness. And now I invite you to feel. From this consciousness level, use your hand and touch your ear. What does it feel like? Cold, warm? Or touch your knee. What does that feel like? Touch the table next to you. What does feel like? What that feels like? Or feel the air. Even the air around you has a certain substance now. And now, in this space, you can feel your connection to God, Source, Creator, all that is, because it is not just the Earth consciousness. You can feel yourself embedded in something greater. And as that God consciousness, that God ray, that God essence that is within and around you and that is coming towards you, there is that sensation that all is in perfect divine order. This is the place of power. This is a true place of creation. And now from this place, from this sense of oneness, this is a place that you can speak your affirmations without doubt, without fear. I am love. I am the divine light in action. I am spirit in human form to bring forth awakening, empowerment, enlightenment. I am a healer, I am a teacher, I am a guide. And I am living. I am prosperous. And I have everything that I need to fulfill my divine purpose here on earth effortlessly and with comfort. This is a place of power. This is where when you make choices, become more effective because these choices are always made from a place of love. And you will find that when you are in this place, there suddenly is no need to rush. There isn't even the need to make a choice right away. Because here you can just be without having to do anything. Without having to prove to yourself you are worth loving. You watch so many of you working so hard to receive confirmation that they are worth loving or being loved or being in a beautiful relationship. But it starts just going to your divine self. And to see yourself as who you truly are in your magnificent beauty. So now I invite you to take another deep breath. Let go of all the thoughts surrounding affirmations or feelings or anything. And just be in that divine space for a moment. What you will find as you are in this space, you will find how there are doors opening up for you, portals that are calling you, pathways, potentialities. It's all laid out for you. Everything is possible. The question is, which path do you choose? So now call in your divine I Am Presence to move even closer to you. Feel your divine I Am Presence truly descending and overlighting you. And your consciousnesses becoming one in this expanded place. As you do this right now, your divine I Am Presence will give you right now a download to show you what your greatest potential is for 2014. Let that happen. Now, if you're so willing, having seen your greatest potential for 2014, it is for you to either call on the God essence, all that is, to bring forth the appropriate representative of the hierarchy of light for you to step forward and to seal within your auric field the type of support necessary, the type of magnetic frequency that will draw to you the support necessary for you to fulfill this potential in 2014. But this is your choice, your calling on God's source creator, all that is, to bring forth that representative of the hierarchy of light to do this energy sealing within your auric field that will then create the frequency that will draw to you through the law of attraction that will support you in the process. Make this request now. And as you do, allow that representative now to descend towards you, towards your light body, towards that alignment that you have between yourself and your divine I Am Presence, as they will come and infuse your heart and your third eye with a unique sealing ritual, a unique energy to complete this process. So now that member of the hierarchy of light is stepping back. Your divine I Am Presence is lifting up a little bit. And now it is for you to find yourself back into your heart as a doorway back into your physical body. But take a moment in your heart. Some of you are familiar with this, but find yourself back into your inner sanctuary within your heart, where there's a beautiful altar, where there's also a chalice that also holds your divine essence right there on your altar. But there's also a gift for you there as a reminder of your potential, of your purpose, of your path for 2014. Even if you might not be able to see it or sense it, know that it's there. Whenever you have doubt, whenever you question whether you are at the right place at the right time, find the time to close your eyes and to go back into your sanctuary, to your altar, to find that unique gift laying on your altar that will continue to empower you and to strengthen you and to direct you and to shine a beacon when you temporarily lost your path. Know that you are very much loved and supported. And know that we do want you to succeed. We don't want you to fail. So we will support you as much as you allow our support into your life. Now slowly allow yourself to emerge back into the here and now. Feel your body, feel your feet, feel your hands. And know that all is well. And know that as you run away from your feelings, you're only running away from your true potentiality. What makes feelings so uncomfortable is the story that you attach to the feelings. Either call on me to assist with the violet flame, to transform and transmute any discordant energies connected to that feeling into love and light. Call upon Archangel Michael to sever the cords that are connecting you to any of the old stories that no longer serve you. And use that to release the past fully so that you can step into your personal new paradigm. And by doing so, you set an example that others then can follow too. This is a very powerful year, 2014. Much can happen. Much creative force can bring beautiful manifestations into the earth realm. You're all part of this. But most importantly, whenever there is a lot of turmoil going on around you, it is for you to take the time to find yourself back into that center within yourself, that part that the outer can touch, so that the creative force comes from within you, and everything that is not in alignment with that will recede until it can no longer influence you. And then all your affirmations will come true as they hold so much more power and so much more intent. Time, I am opening up the opportunity for anybody who is interested in asking questions to call in. Mark, if you could provide the phone number one more time, it would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, the phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
And my dear friend Mark, out of all the changes you've experienced in the last 12 months, is there anything that you would like to share from your point of view as to what you found to be most important in releasing that what no longer serves you that you might think would benefit the listeners?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest challenges I've been going through during the last couple months with my own growth has to do with not only the aspects of surrender, but more importantly, just the trust and the faith that has to be there. Because, you know, when you go into that place of surrender, when there is the unknown that comes up, there is such a fear that comes up. And when you really kind of connect with it and really try to figure out, well, why is there fear there? The basis of it, in the case of surrender, really comes from just not having trust in your own guidance or trust that the divine or higher level guides and everything are there to support you, and that they're not going to lead you down a road of something that would be a bad choice. So I think it's been that, and I know from your own guidance, Saint Germain, that you've given me, you know, and in a lot of the teachings, is always to understand that, you know, that you and the beings of light are always there to support us, and all we have to do is ask for that dispensation or that assistance.
That is so true. A big part of the process since the last few years is the letting go of control. When the fear comes up, it is that need to know, the want to know, the want to know what happens in 10 months or in 2 months. Will you be safe? Will there be enough to provide for you? And so with the energy frequency the way it is on Earth, that security is no longer provided to any of you, because what you're asked to do is stay in the present moment, staying in that moment of power to know that it is only the moment that brings about the necessary changes in one's life. And as you so beautifully said, that is very much comparable to having the ground be pulled underneath the feet, from underneath the feet, in the concept that there's nothing that you can hold on to. And so there is only your alignment with your own soul and your own divine I Am presence that will give you any form of structure and something to hold on to. And that is the new concept, the new vision, the new awareness, that it is not the walls around you or the floor underneath you that you need to stand straight up and that you need to walk down a path. It is your alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence that will give you the necessary strength and courage and will always provide you with all the answers and all the solutions in any moment in time where it is necessary. And that is how miracles happen. And yes, of course, if it was that simple, it wouldn't be called mastership, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, is it okay if I share a story?
Please, by all means, go ahead.
So the story comes from some guidance that I have gotten from some of the beings of light, such as yourself, Saint Germain. And the question that came up is, what exactly is the difference between the male and the female energy as an example of surrender in a situation? And I like to start the story by telling people that it doesn't matter if you're male or female, because even if you're male or female, you as an individual are going to have a certain percentage of male energy and a certain percentage of female energy. In the simplest form of this, when we talk about action, male energy could be logical, get it done, here's the steps kind of thing. Female energy could be creation, the nature of free-flowing and allowing. So the example that was given when asked about the difference of energy related to a situation in the case of surrender came with the idea of me being two people, you know, two copies of myself sitting at the side of a pond meditating. The male aspect of myself and the female aspect of myself. As I look across the pond, I see a small child that looks like it's about to crawl into the water and drown. So the understanding of the story is the male aspect of myself immediately would pull off his shirt, jump in the water, and swim across the water as quick as possible in a male action to stop the child from getting into the water. The female creative nature surrender aspect of the female aspect of my energy would sit on the water or sit next to the water, not jump in, send love out, and understand that something else will intervene. And in the situation, upon sending love out and not taking action, notice that a turtle crawls out of the water near the baby and starts to crawl in front of the baby. And as the baby watches the turtle crawling up out of the water, The baby starts to follow the turtle instead of going into the water. And understanding in the pure aspect of it that by simply just allowing something to happen, a divine interaction or actions that are unforeseen that we cannot see, will take control of the situation without us having to act. And that was the story about male and female energy and the nature of surrender.
Very beautiful. And if you consider the body to be your temple, to be your divine temple, then you understand also that with every sacred temple, there are the two columns of light representing the opposing forces or the duality within the physical form of love and fear, or of male and female. And there are always the two approaches, as you so beautifully described. Neither one of them is wrong. The idea is about bringing the two together to work in union so that something new can be created. There will be times when the divine masculine's action is absolutely necessary. And then there will be times where the divine feminine has the answer that is appropriate. So it is in working together in harmony within yourself that you will find the great inner peace necessary to fulfill your purpose here on earth. And the purpose is nothing like walking on water, even though that is very beautiful. The purpose is simply to be in a place of love and to not let the outer define you, but let your inner divine self define you at any moment in time. That is how you ascend to a greater consciousness. That is how you become the fully awakened ascended master in physical form. So it is very beautiful how you describe the two aspects and that you bring in that child, the Holy Trinity. It is that the child asks of the male and the female to work together as a team. And so the Holy Trinity is created. And that is what the evolutionary process right now here on Earth is very much, is that merging of the dual forces into a more harmonized and synchronized form of existence. And it starts with every individual in their own lives. And to be able to do that, it is absolutely necessary to always move yourself from the outer back into that inner stillness, to that inner center, so that you can stop and ask yourself, what is it that you really are listening to? What is it that you are really feeling within and around you? And often, you find, especially after a day of work or after a day of being among people, that what it is that you're hearing and that you're feeling is something that you have picked up from your surroundings and that is not in alignment with your true divine essence. It is part of the divinity, but it is not the part of divinity that you experience and to define your space as. And so life becomes a continuous form of awareness and choice where you choose at every moment what it is that you want to make part of your experience and what it is that you choose lovingly to let go. But it is that acceptance part that right now is very important as the divine feminine is doing this, because many of the men on earth have forgotten the part is also within them. And it is simply not balanced. So it is a focus right now, more so on the divine feminine, because the focus has been too long on the mind, on the action, on the taking charge, on the plan A, B, and C, on the control. And to balance that out, to bring harmony back into the human consciousness, the focus right now has to be the divine feminine, the allowance, the acceptance, the love, the nurturing, and the nurturing of self in that too. Yes, that's very beautiful.
If it's okay with you, what I'd like to do is work with you to actually put out there a practical example that people might make more sense of. So as you know, I'm in the middle of moving from Pennsylvania down to Florida, and I've been in the process of looking for a new job. So if we look at the energy and the process here, the male aspect of myself is the action part of it. So, of course, I've been searching job boards, looking for jobs. I've been submitting my resumes and putting my energy out there to define exactly what it is that I want. So that's the action of the male aspect of myself. Now, once that's established, the female aspect of myself basically said a divine prayer, such as, I understand, Creator, that the perfect job is being lined up for me, and that I surrender this situation to you for your guidance and direction to get clear signs on what I should do moving forward. And then what I do is I let go of all aspects of attachment as far as the outcome of some of the jobs I might want to have over others, and just to understand that whatever is necessary, that I will get the information or I'll be lined up with a job that is the best fit for me.
Beautiful. That is exactly the work, two aspects in harmony with each other. Yes, you described it beautifully. And so everyone needs to take a look at their life and needs to ask themselves, where is it that there's too much planning, too much action, too much taking charge, and not enough allowance of something to unfold? How often is the reaction to immediately react when something happens instead of being patient and waiting for the right moment to take action by moving into an observer mode and seeing in which direction this is really going, to then decide if this is really the direction you want to go in or if there is something that you need to do to redirect the energies or your path? So very often, what is called for now at this time is also a certain level of patience. The patience for an opportunity to appear, the patience for the right path to open up. To recognize and acknowledge when a path is not opening up, it is not because you're failing. It simply is not the time yet, or it simply is not the path that is in alignment with your true divine purpose.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's been a common theme that's been coming up is the phrase, don't dig up the bamboo. And the idea behind that is if anybody has ever worked or planted with bamboo, you can plant it and it can actually be growing underneath the surface and you don't think that something is actually happening at all. And then all of a sudden, like later on, it'll just come out to the ground and it'll go right up in the air like 10 or 20 feet. So there's that idea that if you put stuff out there and you have to give it time for it to allow to manifest. And I think for so many of us, I can talk from my own personal examples. I'm so quick to put energy out there, start a project, and then if I don't immediately see something, I'm automatically moving on to another project and putting energy somewhere else. So in these situations, it's like I'm not even giving time for the bamboo to grow.
That's correct, yes. And that sense of discouragement that very often comes with the impatience also hinders the manifestation of that what is already building momentum. And then that interference slows down the creation of that what your heart desires, instead of the allowance and the acceptance that allows spiritual growth to take place, allows the fruits of your labor to grow and to ripen. Everything is in a process. You see it in nature, and yet you don't want to see it for yourself. Many of you are still pushing yourself to an extent where you work against nature instead of recognizing that the winter months, as uncomfortable as they are an incredibly powerful opportunity to go within, to go into that stillness, and to set the plans for the year to come and for the time of action to come. Now is not a time of action necessarily. Now is a time for decision making, for choices, so that then as the year progresses, the opportunities can be provided for you and things can move into action. And many, many are struggling so much with the winter months, only focusing on the darkness, feeling the darkness is uncomfortable and threatening and painful. And yet the darkness in itself is a womb out of which the light is born. It is something very important, just as sleep and night's rest or rest in general is something very important. So learning to flowing with nature, flowing even in relationship, there are rhythms. There are times of action and times of non-activity. To learn the subtle changes and instead of fighting it, to allow it, will be extremely beneficial for many of you on your spiritual growth process, on your path. And so it is recognizing when to move into a direction that presented itself to you as a quick and easy solution, but to allow yourself to go deeper and ask yourself why it is that you choose that path, to always go back to the root. And as you identify the root, you can identify also where this path was taking you. Because if the root is based on impatience and fear and the need to control and the need for security, in these times now, this path will not bring you happiness and peace and joy. But if the root is the knowing that as you walk this path, you can assist so many others, you can be of service, you can support those in need and therefore bring more enlightenment and love and happiness into the world, you will find that it will carry you much further and it will also bring you the abundance that gives you the sense of security you're yearning for.
Saint Germain, you know, I think one of the biggest issues that most people have is the whole issue of trust. And I was wondering if you had some ideas, you know, such as myself, because it's one of the biggest challenges I have right now with the work that I'm doing. It's just letting go and trusting that everything is going to be okay, that it's going to come out in divine timing. I'm just wondering if there's some ideas as far as what is a good way of handling that uncomfortable feeling.
Well, first of all, recognize that some of the trust issues that many of you have are not just your own personal issues. You've taken it upon you to come face to face with that issue over and over again, to transform and transmute it into love and light, to assist the collective as well, to assist humanity as a whole that is very much afraid of trusting into love, trusting that there is prosperity, that there is abundance, that there is safety in moving forward, moving into the unknown. And so many of you are confronted with that to help. It is nothing that can be forced. Trust is not something that you can force. It is not something that you can tell yourself, that you can remind yourself. It is something that is more or less a choice, just like you choose in the morning to get up and brush your teeth. Trust is a choice. It is a choice that you can strengthen through experiences, and only through experiences will momentum be gained. As you trust and as you see successful completions of certain parts in your life where trust has worked for you, you will start to reprogram your cellular memory that is working against you at this time. Because the cellular memory from many, many past lives holds the memories of trust broken and relationships form and poverty experienced. This is what you're transforming and transmuting. As you remind yourself that when there is that fear of trust or that discomfort feeling, the questioning of, is it possible to trust? The fact that you feel that discomfort is a reminder that there have been past life situations or this lifetime situations where you've experienced that the trust was broken. So at that moment, you can ask yourself, okay, you've experienced this already. Is there the need to experience this again? But more importantly, in all of this, what will truly help you to the depths of your core essence to heal the trust issues that you have is to present yourself with the worst case scenario. Because as you look at the worst case scenario, you come to the root of your fear, where you want to go. There are many layers to your fear of trust. But there's a root fear that is underneath all of that. And as you look at the worst case scenario and ask yourself, what if the trust is broken? What if the divine presence, the hierarchy of light is turning their back on me? What if I don't have a job and I live with nothing? And as you face your worst fear and you embrace it with love, you do not judge it, you do not push it away, you do not punish yourself for having that fear, but you have compassion for it. You have mercy for it. You love it. As you do that, something very magical will happen, something that nobody can take from you. That is the power of transformation. That is becoming the alchemist. And as this root fear can merge them back into all that is because you've accepted it, not fought it, you've not tried to destroy it or battle it, you've accepted it, it can incorporate back into all that is. And when it does, suddenly there is a new sense within yourself, a new feeling, a new experience of self, and everything around you will look differently. What you're describing, my friend, is the dark night of the soul. It is the emptying of the cup that is necessary for new things to come in. And it cannot be forced. The more you want to speed up the process of healing, the process of surrendering, the process of allowing yourself to die, to be reborn again, the more painful it is. The more it will resist you. But in the acceptance of the experience, in the acceptance of the dark night of the soul, the death and rebirth can take place. And like a phoenix out of ashes, you become a whole new, beautiful being of love and light. That is the best way to describe it, and the key is it cannot be forced. It is more from a place of allowance that you can find the resolution to trust issues. I hope this helped.
I just have one last question for you as we wind up the show, and that is, do you have any suggestions for people who in general, I think even as spiritual people sometimes, we're so busy helping others that we don't even take the time to think to even ask or to put the intention out there to have something better in an aspect of our life that isn't something that's flowing very well?
That is correct. And if those light workers would move back into a place of true humility, they would remember in their humility that they need as much support as everybody else, and then they would ask. It is reminding themselves what they are running away from is their humanness. As they embrace their humanness and love their humanness and nurture their physical body, they will listen to the language of their body, and they will know when to rest and when to stop. And out of respect for their divine physical body, will they ask for the support necessary to empower them too. Those who don't ask for help and support, they're still running away from a part of themselves that they don't want to fear. The moment they face that part of themselves and stop running, it's a moment that they will be able to allow support to come to them too. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you, and have a great evening. Thank you, Saint Germain.
Blessings to you, my friend. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Amen.
All right. Thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Saint Germain Radio. We're on once a month, and you can find out more about this show on our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.